This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is a wonderful day to be gathered together in spirit with all of you here in the sanctuary and those who are joining us over live stream. God is with us. I invite all of you to register your attendance and let us know that you were here. If you're joining us on live stream, you can do that through the link that's on the chat. If you're here in the sanctuary, we have registration pads that are at the end of each row, and as they make their way, if you would sign in. And if you are visiting with us and perhaps looking for a place to call your church home, we'd love for you to share your address or email address, and that will give us a chance to reach out to you. If you'd rather not pass the registration pad, there's a QR code in the bulletin, and if you scan that, it will give you the links to all of the digital ways that you can sign in, you can give, you can offer prayer requests, and so forth. A few announcements as we gather this morning. Next Sunday is July 4th, and we will be having just one worship service at 10 o'clock with no Sunday school. So we hope we can fill the sanctuary at 10 o'clock on July 4th. On Tuesday of this week, June 29th at 6:30, we are hosting our Metro Councilman, Brandon Taylor, for a conversation. Will be both in person and hybrid if you want to join us virtually. And we will be asking him the question, how can West End be a good neighbor in our community? So invite you to participate in that conversation. Next Sunday is also Communion Sunday, and I wanted to let you know what our communion offering is for July, for the month of July. We'll be supporting Tools for Schools. Our own Bill Ferris is very deeply involved in this ministry, and this is a group that does light construction projects for public schools, whether it's building a piece of furniture for a classroom or working on an outdoor classroom. They do a lot of good in our community. And our children will be collecting coins for Vacation Bible School. You can... If you have any coins to deposit in the buckets in the narthex or Reed Hall, they'll use those coins this week as they study the parable of the lost coin, and then they'll be donated to Tools for Schools. So we invite you to pray about and think about supporting that ministry. Our very own Sarah McCain, who is a member at West End and our congregational care intern and a student at Vanderbilt Divinity School, is going to be teaching a class on the three upcoming Wednesday nights on implicit bias and learning about our own filters through which we view the world. That will be at 5:30 this Wednesday and also on July 7th and 14th, both virtually and in person. And finally, it's my joy to introduce to you our preacher for today. He's in the narthex, will be part of the processional this morning, but Reverend Thomas Kim is someone that many of you know. He's been part of our worshiping family at West End for over 3 years now. He's an ordained elder in the North Illinois Conference of the United Methodist Church, moved to Nashville 3 years ago to work for United Methodist News as the director of Korean and Asian news. He has been traveling the world on behalf of the United Methodist Church and is a bright spirit among us. And I welcome him this morning and know that you will appreciate the powerful word he brings to us. With all of that said, let us continue in a spirit of worship as we lift our hearts to the God of love and light.
Oh, Let us love the Lord our God with our hearts and souls, with our minds and our strength. Let us love our neighbors as ourselves. This is the path to life.
Let us love our God and worship today.
When we are tired, when we are weak, when we do not know how or what to pray, the Holy Spirit goes before us and with us, forming prayers out of our wordless sighs. And God welcomes us with open arms, ready to receive us. So then, let us confess our sins together, that together we might experience God's Spirit at work in our midst. O Holy God, we come in confession for our resistance to difference. We have neither loved ourselves nor our neighbors. We have passed by those who are unfamiliar, overlooking need due to busyness, discomfort, and fear. We have held deep prejudices, unconscious and conscious, against people who are not like us. O love eternal, heal our pains, amend our faults, guide us in ways of disquiet and compassion, that we might love you with all that we are, that we might see your children as you do. We pray in the name of Jesus, our most beloved neighbor, who cared for us even to the cross. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. And as a forgiven and reconciled people, let us now exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you. One of the great joys of the church is baptizing of children. This morning, Beau and Carolyn Cresson bring their son to God before the community of faith for baptism.
My family in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We're incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Beau and Caroline, I ask you now on behalf of the whole church these ancient questions of the faith. Are you ready? Yeah, okay. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to all people? And will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? My friends in the congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, please say, we do. And will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this child now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround this child with a community of love and forgiveness that he may grow in service with others. We will pray for him to be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, in the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour the Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and this child who receives it, to wash away sin and clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, dying and being raised with Christ, and share Christ's final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. I know it is hard to sit still, isn't it? But this is a wonderful moment in your life. And what name have you given your child? What name have you given your child? Jabot Cooper. Jabot Cooper. I baptize you in the name of the God who created you, and Christ who redeemed you, and the Holy Spirit who gives you comfort and guidance all the days of your life. Amen. And now I'm going to ask your mom and dad and Pastor Tom to all place a hand on you as we pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit in your life. Jabot Cooper, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ all the days of your beautiful life. Amen. And he smiled just right then, didn't you? Yeah. Well, I'm going to invite you, Cooper, and your parents to stand right there and face the congregation so we can all see your face as together we make our promises to you.
Will the congregation please stand and face Jabot Cooper? Now it is our joy to welcome our new brother in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Jabot Cooper to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, Jabot Cooper, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ, and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant to participate faithfully in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
Let us pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Gospel, Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these three, do you think, was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, children of God. We all are children of God, right? Yes, it is our moment. Oh, I'm so hungry. I'm gonna eat this banana. Oh, no. Okay, don't give me that kind of a look. I'm not gonna eat it. It is not good time to eat banana in the sanctuary. So how can I keep this back? Do you think this duct tape might work? Children up there, do you think it works? No? Okay. How about this? I have very strong glue here, 527. Do you think it works? No? It is very strong. Okay, let me put it back. How about staplers? It works? Does it? Tell me, does it? No? Okay. Then, human-friendly Band-Aid. Oh, it doesn't work. You know what? Sometimes I say something bad. I wish I could the word back to my mouth, but I cannot. God, we believe, is love. So God wants us to say a love language. Sometimes I say to my sister something bad. It hurts me as well. Sometimes to my brother. So next time, when you eat this banana, remember, we are to say good word, God's word, because God loves us and God wants us to say good word. Especially, I love you. Remember, before you eat next time this kind of banana. Let us pray. Dear Lord, you are love. We want to follow you. We want to follow your teachings. We want to express your love through our mouth. Help us to love each other. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I have been in ministry for 28 years. It is the highest place I ever preached. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Executive speech writer newsletter once reported very interesting statistics. It said, do not ride on automobiles. They cause 20% of all fatal accidents. Do not stay at home. 17% of all accidents occur in the home. Do not walk on the street or sidewalk. 14% of all accidents occur to pedestrians. Do not travel by air, rail, or water. 16% of all accidents happen on these. However, only 0.001/1,000% of all deaths reported occur in worship services. Hence, the safest place for you to be is in church. You know what? Sunday school is also relatively safe. Therefore, my conclusion is come to church with peace. Come back. And welcome to the West and United Methodist Church, one of the safest places to be. By the way, can you follow me? Okay, otherwise I can preach in Korean. I can do much better. Korean is my mother tongue, and I can preach with full confidence. But we have no choice. You have to bear with me for the next 13 minutes with my rich and thick Korean accent. God bless you, and God bless your heart. Now, let's go to the gospel lesson from Luke. A lawyer asks Jesus, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" The lawyer knows he must love the Lord his God with all his heart, soul, strength, and mind, as well as his neighbor as himself. Jesus tells him that if he keeps these commandments, he shall live, which prompts another question from the lawyer. And who is my neighbor? $1 million question. The lawyer from the gospel lesson is implying, I have no problem with loving God and loving myself, but figuring out who is my neighbor is difficult. How far do I carry this love your neighbor stuff? In the time of Jesus, that question, who is my neighbor and who should be treated in a loving, neighborly way, was dynamite, as it still is today. Jesus does not give him a straight answer. Instead, he tells him a story, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Before we go further, I would like to share with you how the Jews treated and thought of Samaritan in Jesus' time. The Samaritans were despised. They had intermarried with foreigners, mixed with heathens, lived apart from other Jews, and kept their religion in a different way through worshiping not at the temple in Jerusalem, but at their own temple on Mount Gerizim. However, the Samaritan in the parable just did the right thing. He didn't care whether the robbed man was a Samaritan, a Galilean, a Judean, a Pentecostal, a Roman Catholic, a Lutheran, or a Methodist. He did not consider whether the man was white, black, Hispanic, or Asian. He did not want to know if the man was documented or undocumented. He did not even contemplate whether the man was his neighbor or not. He saw a robbed man, and he cared for him. Jesus got his point across. Jesus asked the lawyer, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? Though the lawyer could not utter the despised word Samaritan, he understood Jesus' point, for he answered, the one who showed him mercy. Knowing who is my neighbor is important even today. Today's version of the question for us might be like this. Do I have to welcome any unsociable people as my next door neighbors? Do I have to welcome Muslims and undocumented immigrants and those unsociable people? You know who I am referring to. Is it possible for me to love my neighbor if he is somehow different from me? Who is your neighbor? However, I have to confess now that I am less interested in finding out who my neighbor is, and more interested in Jesus' command at the end of the parable. The focus of the parable Jesus tells is not a new definition of a noun, of a neighbor, but rather his call to us to act out the love of God. Love is a verb. Since Jesus teaches with the parables, I would like to share some stories here. Some years ago, in the spring, a 15-year-old boy bled to death just 35 feet outside the emergency room doors of a Chicago hospital. It seems that the teenager was an innocent bystander who was hit by a bullet when gang members started shooting at each other. And he was shot. Friends of his managed to carry him to just outside the hospital, where they left him. But apparently, the bleeding youth was left there unattended for 25 minutes because it was against hospital policy for doctors or nurses to go out the building to treat anyone. Instead, they had to wait for an ambulance to arrive to transport him inside. By the time they finally got him into the hospital, the boy was dead. They were more concerned about getting into trouble by violating hospital policy than they were about saving a young man's life. Tyra Hunter died as a result of injuries after being in an automobile accident. When emergency medical technicians cut open her clothes to treat her wounds and discovered she was transgender, they stood back and laughed instead of delivering treatment. When we say God is love, we are saying that God is a loving God. Love is a verb. The American cartoonist Rube Goldberg often told the story about the time he traveled to Europe on an ocean liner. He was assigned to a table with another single passenger. His companion was a Frenchman who spoke no English. Goldberg spoke no French. Each night, the Frenchman would come to the table, click his heels, bow, and say, "Bon appétit." Goldberg would get up and reply, "Goldberg," shake his hand, and sit down. This routine went on for 3 or 4 nights. Then one day, Goldberg happened to mention this to his friend. "You know, it's the strangest thing. I am sitting with a Frenchman in the dining room, and at each meal, he tells me his name is Bon Appetit. And I have to tell him who I am." "No, no," said the friend, "that's not his name. That's a French phrase for good appetite or enjoy your meal." "Oh," said Goldberg, "I feel so stupid. Well, I'm going to have to correct that." That night, Goldberg came to the table late, and the Frenchman was already seated. Goldberg bowed, clicked his heels, and said, "Bon appétit." Then the Frenchman stood up and said, Goldberg. I am afraid that when Jesus says Bon Appetit, I say Goldberg. When we say God is love, we are saying that God is a loving God. Love is a verb. Therefore, authentic love for God always leads us to love for people, all people. John Bartels once said, "The smallest deed is better than the greatest intention." I want to rephrase it this way. The smallest action of love is better than the greatest definition of love. Love is a verb. Do you know that the devil doesn't care if you go to church or read the Bible, as long as you don't apply it to your life? We don't have to find out who our neighbor is, as long as we act like the Samaritan. That's what really matters. That's why Jesus did not tell the lawyer, "Go and find your neighbor." He asked, "Who was a neighbor to the robbed man?" And said, "Go and do likewise." Thanks be to God.
We now have the opportunity to respond to the word that we have heard, both read and powerfully proclaimed. And so I invite you to stand in body or in spirit and join with me in affirming our faith in a God who is love. You can find that affirmation on page 884, Statement of Faith of the Korean Methodist Church. Let us join our voices together. We believe in the one God, Creator and sustainer of all things, Father of all nations, the source of all goodness and beauty, all truth and love. We believe in Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, our teacher, example, and redeemer, the Savior of the world. We believe in the Holy Spirit, God present with us for guidance, for comfort, and for strength. We believe in the forgiveness of sins, in the life of love and prayer, and in grace equal to every need. We believe in the Word of God, contained in the Old and New Testaments, as the sufficient rule both of faith and of practice. We believe in the church, those who are united in the living Lord for the purpose of worship and service. We believe in the reign of God as the divine will realized in human society, and in the family of God, where we are all brothers and sisters. We believe in the final triumph of righteousness and in the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We continue our response to the word as we gather our hearts and minds together in a time of prayer. I would invite you in this time to lift up your own silent and spoken prayers. If there are prayer concerns or joys that you would like to share with the staff and or with the congregation, if you're here in the sanctuary, there are pew cards in the racks in front of you of gray color. If you fill those out, you can place them in the offering boxes that are either in Reed Hall or out in the narthex. If you're joining us online, you can go to our website under the Contact Us station and make your prayers known to us through that way. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of loving action, God of deep compassion, we praise you this day for your constant presence with us, for the ways that you make yourself known to us through the beauty of creation, through the love of family and friends, through the grace and acceptance we receive in your church, through the power of your word read and proclaimed, through the vulnerability we share with one another and receive in relationship, through the faces of strangers and the voices of the poor. Forgive us when we think we know all there is to know about you, O God. Keep us open to learning more of you every day. Deepen in us the hunger to know you and love you and serve you. Guide us and show us how we might better love and accept ourselves as your beloved children. Humble us, O God. Help us to be open to the ways we can experience your love and grace through others, most especially those who are different from us. Teach us not only to be givers, but receivers, trusting that even now you are offering us your grace through the most unlikely of people. In the ongoing giving and receiving to which you call us, we offer our own prayers this day for those who are on our hearts. We pray for all who are sick in body, mind, and spirit, and for those who care for them in homes and hospitals and on the streets. We pray for those who grieve, whose hearts are weighed down with the sadness of loss, whether the loss of a loved one, a relationship, a job, a place to call home. We pray for those who are lost, who do not feel grounded in your love for them, for those who feel they have nowhere to belong, for those who seek purpose and meaning. We pray for those who, like the man in today's parable, have been beaten and cast aside by this world. May we be those who see them and offer healing, companionship, love, and hope. Today, O God, we pray especially for those who've been affected by the building collapse in Miami. We pray that all who have lost loved ones or are still awaiting word might know your strength and abiding presence. There are many on our hearts and minds this day, many concerns of our own that only you know. And so in this moment of silence that we share together, we offer those prayers to you. Believing in your goodness and compassion, we offer these prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray with one heart and one voice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Every week we have the opportunity to put our love into action through our giving. And as we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, we invite you to give as you are able and as you feel led. For those of you who are worshiping online, you can click on the link in the chat or give via text. For those worshiping in person, you might leave your gifts in the offering box in the Narthex or Reed Hall, or use the QR code to give digitally this morning. However we choose to give, let us offer these gifts, tithes and offerings, and our hearts to our God who loves us unconditionally.
Let us receive benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. To each one of us and every one of us from now forever. Amen.